Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson, who is here to challenge you to a duel.
On guard!
Hey there. I'm ready.
It is nice. Uh-huh. It's very loud. It's loud, and that shirt is loud in both senses of the word loud.
Dustin, it's because the quality of the material is so high.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I touched it at a, Goodwill, or what's it called? Why can't I remember the reseller?
Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is a good quality fabric.
Well, every time you move, it sounds like you're rolling around in a sleeping bag. So
this is French, by the way.
Ooh, yeah.
I have a swishy suit on. Uh-huh. Like a warm-up jacket.
Well, it looks great. You look great.
Thank you.
Our producer, Andy Lara, is here as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. What band shirt are you wearing?
Ooh, I am wearing my Press Play shirt. No one's heard of this band. It is my friend's punk cover band in Chattanooga. So that's a good time.
Nice.
There you go.
Cool.
Shout out Press Play.
There you go. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody, today. We're talking a lot of things. We're going to do some emails from you guys. We're going to do some responses from last week's college episode 2 weeks ago, because this is our timelines are all messed up. Do a little weekend review, but our main thing we want to talk about is we're full into the back to school swing, and I think most schools are getting close, if not there already.
I think the Northwest is typically last.
Yeah,
and they're right about.
But first in my heart.
Labor Day or this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking back to school. But before that, I'd love to have you come see me do stand-up comedy on the road. Last weekend in Charlotte was unbelievable. I'm telling this in the future, but based on sales, I think it's going to be great. Charlotte and Greensboro, North Carolina, my love affair with the Carolinas continues. So thank you so much for coming out. Next month and this fall, I'm just going to list the cities and the dates. Stamford, 9/26 through 27. And then October, I'm going to be at the Kentucky Comedy Festival in Murray, Kentucky. I was looking to travel for that. It's not easy to get to Murray. So Murray, if you guys could please come out, that would be great. Anytime you have to land in a different state, I have to fly to Nashville and then drive back. So if you guys could roll out, that would be soups helpful. And then the next day I'm in Boston, because that checks out. At the Arts of the Armory in Boston, Massachusetts. It's a lot for 2 days. And then October, we're going to be in San Francisco, Kansas City, Seattle, Corvallis, Oregon. November, Nashville, San Diego, Tulsa. That's into December and beyond. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Brooklyn, Melissa's favorite club, The Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. January and beyond, Addison, Houston. We just added Salt Lake City for Valentine's Day weekend. And then there's some new ones on sale. I'm not going to talk about these every week, but if you're a real big planner for March and beyond, March 20th through 21st, I'm going to be back at Tacoma Comedy Club. April 16th through 18th, I'm going to be at Summit Comedy Club, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Portland, Oregon. April 23rd through 25th, the Helium Comedy Club. And then April 30th through May 2nd, Spokane Comedy Club, all the way out in Spokane. Yeah, that's a long way out. But three of those four clubs, here's some insider baseball that nobody cares about. But I'm going to talk about why are those ones on sale and other ones that are before them not. Well, three of those four clubs all have the same owner. And he likes putting dates on sale in advance. And then the other one, for Portland, had to go on sale because I was there last weekend with Taylor. So there you go. Had to do a little in-person promotion. So
real quick, I'm just going to plug our Patreon Zoom on Monday, September 22nd.
Yeah.
It's a good time, and it's a perk of being in the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Patreon. We've also got merch discounts, VIP meet and greets at shows, and weekly behind the scenes.
Well, shout out to our at the end of the pod for our essentials oils ones.
The benefits never end.
They never end.
Nope.
I mean, they do. Did you bring a copy of Goodnight Moon? Or are you going to share your bad letter? I know it's for somebody who works here. Our friends.
Okay.
Well, you can give a shootout.
Super common. There was a baby shower. Our friends here, some of our friends here at Public Square are having their first child.
Mm-hmm.
And
shout out Alexis and Judah.
Exactly. And they had a shower. We were out of town, but we sent a gift. And then they did the thing where instead of doing a card, you buy the baby a book for the library.
Great.
And then I was like, I'm going to write a little note in it because that will be cute.
Mel got a classic. Goodnight Moon.
They're reading to their baby. And I bombed. I got a Sharpie out and I wrote their names, which I wanted to get sure I spelled correctly.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, so are you excited for your growing family?
So are you excited? She asked them a question.
And
so
then
are you excited for your growing family?
Then I was like, I'll just cross out these words. And it says, we are so excited for your growing family. Yeah. And then I said, P.S. writing sentences is hard. So,
yeah.
I really messed up.
Wait till you have three.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
It made sense in my head.
That's so funny. Yeah, you're like, this is written out. It's
two sentences.
Yeah, this was between.
In a Sharpie marker.
This was between trying to see what one of our kids failed or we got to mess what they failed. And then.
What test they're retaking this week.
Yeah, and then what the college kid is like, wait, you got kicked out of that class because it got dropped. And now you're going to get kicked out of the dorms if you don't get, we're just dealing with the cross country schedule's out. Oh, the volleyball schedule's out. Oh, Dustin's getting on a flight. I got time to write this book real quick. So. I think you crushed it. Yeah. For a swordsman.
I mean, maybe I should just buy another book and try again.
No, it's funnier. That adds way more personality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to give that to them, I guess. Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been leaving a lot of reviews that flow a lot better than Mel's book signings.
If you need me to sign your books, let me know.
Yeah. We just got this one here. This is a 5-star review from Casey Sherms. College move-in episode equals the best. 5 stars. For his world to get bigger, ours had to get smaller. Just the words I needed to hear as we navigate empty nesting. Thank you. Funny story about that clip that is doing very well on the in the ether world. The majority of the clips that we do on here on our podcast, I would say are 15% scripted, 85% spontaneous.
Unscripted. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will have an idea, we'll chase a mm-hmm. thought,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually, ideally, you can find one that's on the main topic of that episode as a nice little preview for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we knew we were going to talk about college stuff, and Andy's getting, the editing is great, and you did a great job kind of, because that was from a bigger 7-minute, 8-minute chunk, that you pulled from. I remembered what Melissa said very well, and I was like, this is the most heartfelt thing that was said that entire move-in time.
Yeah.
And I thought there was no way you would not remember it. And so I just was trying to set you up to say it.
I know.
The whole last, and I'm like, what's missed in the clip and might be seen in the episode if you go back, and I'm like, I'm trying, especially because one of the critiques of this podcast is that I talk too much. And that you don't. And I was like, well, Mel has
your professional job.
Yeah. as you can see in the inscription.
The book writing.
Mel does not fancy herself a wordsmith. And it's so funny because I told you before I had been, since spring, I had been trying to find the words for this. I said we're like unstable. We're like a wobbly table.
Yeah.
Remember, I did
gutted.
One. Yeah.
That it was like my senior year word.
And then I said, for their world to get brighter.
The full and empty.
Yeah, that one. I had one where I was like, well, their world to get a little brighter, I had to get a little less colorful.
Dimmer. Yeah.
And all near misses. And then you hit breakup, which is one. And then you had the ours to get this fall a bit there. And you just, not only did you not remember it, you couldn't. You didn't see. I was trying. And I was like, go, Mel. This is your time to shine. You're going to become a. You're going to get one of the brainy quote things on the internet.
This is it. This is my moment. Well, I do like the clip, though, because if you watch it, not just listen, I look so sad at the end. Like, happy sad, which is...
When I tell you your quotes.
Yeah, I know. there's no acting there. That, you know, that's just
you're responding. Emotions. It's because you're responding to your quote like it's the first time you've heard it. It's like Nate talking about when he watches history movies on the edge of his seat, you know, like he doesn't know what's going to happen. That's how you are hearing your own quote quoted, you know, and you said in the car and you're just looking at me like, what did I say?
Whoops.
You know, it's funny.
That's a classic artist response, though, to like a receiver. You know, a fan like quotes you back something that you said and you realize how it impacted them.
Yeah.
Like it's immediately you're like, it hits you. New, you know, like I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
To hear it reciprocated is like, oh wow, received, and that's that's great.
One thing that's funny to me is when people get it wrong and they say it back to you.
All the time.
Yeah, someone's like, oh man, I think about that bit all the time about how when you're like, if everyone in your family, your mom's the only one I chose, and I'm like, it's picked. I said picked.
And you're like so mad.
I'm like, chose? Chose isn't a funny word. Picked?
Yeah. Hard consonant.
Your mom's the only one that I chose. That doesn't. Picked? That's unbelievable. that's a closer for 5 years. Only one. I picked. The word is. You got that great bit about that kid. RJ, it's TJ. His name is TJ. How does this bit mean anything? But they don't remember what you said. They remember how you made him feel. So you're pinned up in the back there, too. I didn't realize that.
It's a little large. Listen, I was excited about this shirt.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah.
That's what they do
in the movies and TV. Interviews.
Well, they also do it to tighten your skin in Hollywood. It's like, that's what I was going to say. Mel's,
just a claw clip behind the neck.
You want to know what plastic surgeons do? They see what little fashion hacks and like, I can do that with your skin. You got a tight neck now. Oh, I'm kind of feeling I don't really like the thing. Oh, here we go. Fixed. Oh, it's when you see it all bunched up.
Yeah. Neck.
I've had a lot of work done.
Neck tuck.
Well.
I know that I've had extensive plastic surgery. By that, I mean I've had none whatsoever, and Kaiser wouldn't remove a couple of my bumps because they're like, those are cosmetic. And I was like, they're like, if you can come up with a good medical reason. I was like, sometimes my razor hits them. They're like, nope.
Okay.
Okay, Kaiser.
Let's do a couple of comments here of people left us. This one is from the Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. Go get in on that if you want to have some lively discussions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of people posting pictures of Nerds gummy clusters.
Yes.
It's a lot of that. Oh, did you? Yeah, you know this, but I don't know if you know this. The fall Nerds gummy clusters are out.
Stop.
So there's the... blue ones and the pink ones, and now there's orange ones.
Oh, are they like maple syrup flavored and spiced?
Pumpkin spice?
No.
Nerds.
They taste like Nerds gummy clusters.
They
taste different.
Yeah. I don't know if I could identify which is which, like blindfolded.
Has a candy had a better rebrand than Nerds gummy clusters?
Out of nowhere.
I would say, I mean, Reese's Pieces is older.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like, I would say that's its own classic because of it.
Yeah,
like,
but never overtook the peanut butter cup. You can't even find regular nerds anymore.
That's true.
Those are gone.
I was thinking like maybe the M&Ms with like the peanut butter M&M.
Again,
not a yeah. I see. What you're
great, saying. Yeah, great. But you can still get plain M&Ms.
That's true. Mm-hmm. No, they do have nerds in like grocery stores.
Yeah, but nerds have flatlined as a company.
I wonder if anyone out there would think that Sweet Tarts did, because like you can't get the box Sweet Tarts now.
Oh,
it's
that's
the ropes.
An interesting one.
You know,
yeah.
So they only sell like the ropes. Like that's kind of a similar move.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like
so like a sidestep kind of like.
Yeah, the sour ropes are big and stuff. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
Mm-hmm. But to your point, compared like. Nerds bigger.
I think. The evolution of nerds. Yes.
It would be mm-hmm. it would mm-hmm. be like when Butterfinger BBs came out, if then nobody cared about Butterfingers anymore.
Right.
But mm-hmm. they're like, oh yeah, Butterfinger BBs, they're good. But it's a totally different flavor is what it is. It's not, it's just a totally mm-hmm. different sensation. It's great though. The fall ones are good. That's what Mel was eating at
College Move-In
Target, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I wonder if they'll fly too close to the sun, because I wonder if they'll innovate too much and there'll be too many flavors and we'll just lose. I just can't believe that we get to be alive during this nerd's gummy cluster.
This evolution of nerds. Yeah. Yeah.
This is why they keep posting it on the Facebook.
I know. I just, to be 40 and find a new favorite candy,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. I know.
People had really been down on the scientific community for a while. You know?
And just like sugar in general.
And sugar in general.
And, yeah.
And like, big companies.
It's bad for you.
But big candy money came through and gave us Nerds gummy clusters.
I mean, if you are not eating Nerds gummy clusters while you walk your kids around on Halloween, like, I feel sorry for you. It's the perfect pairing.
They even look like little DNA strands.
They are life-giving.
They are life-giving. Anyways, Mallory said this in the Facebook group. After listening to today's episode on dropping off your oldest at school and not even knowing your children, I teared up at the goodbye between Gloria and Joel. I also have three children, 11, 8, and 3. Our oldest is about to start middle school. If we talk to our 8-year-old son about not having his sister at his school anymore, he cries every time because he wants her there with him. We're still 7 years away from potentially moving our oldest daughter out, and I'm already crying about the goodbye between her and her brother that hasn't even happened yet. Siblings really are life's best friends, first best friends, even when some days they try and kill each other. Thanks for making a normal Thursday morning on our last few weeks of our summer. Turn me into a blubbering baby at 9:30 a.m. who now needs to reapply her makeup. Well, thanks, Mallory. If it makes you feel any better, the heartfelt goodbye that Gloria gave Joel just did not last very long. It was a sad moment, but yesterday I go to Gloria. I go, hey, Gloria, do you want to fly up with Mom to go watch one of Joel's races? And she goes, It's like 9 days ago you were weeping in his arms. I don't know.
And then the girls
are... I don't
want to
break my snap streak.
The girls are fighting about shirts.
Yeah.
You know, the usual wardrobes. So, you know, it does make it... That moment is very sweet because it makes, like, all the hard years, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, when they are, like, really fighting or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. You really like each other. How about that?
Yeah.
Who knew
it's
that?
It's really sweet.
Could have fooled me. Mm-hmm. You want to read this one, Mel? This is from Kelly, and this is on our YouTube channel. It's a YouTube comment.
All right. She says, he's not gone. He's at college. It's a place, a building. He'll text call you with good news and problems. Try your hardest to let him fly. Don't read over his papers or make phone calls for him. Hang in there. I have two out of college and one finishing his last year. They all had highs and lows, but made it through. The day before your son comes home to visit, catch up on all of your laundry because he will need the washer and dryer all to himself. That's nice. Yeah, I know. I think it's kind of like a Band-Aid rip that needs to happen. I mean, just like your kid needs more independence and you need to give him more independence.
Yeah, but he doesn't have Band-Aids.
How is he going to live without Band-Aids? Yeah.
You bought him Band-Aids.
I did. It's been sweet. He's been texting like we were at the beach. We sent him a photo.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I miss the beach. You know, we sent him a cat photo. He's like, man, I miss my cat. Gloria's been practicing driving in the car he used.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I miss my car. You know,
you miss anything else?
I missed class this morning.
Yeah. It's like, what about mom and dad? Do you miss us? No, just the cat and the car that
cat
we provided.
The car and the beach.
And honestly, the beach we provided. Yeah.
So, no, it's just sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been not checking his location much, mostly because I keep being like, what am I going to do with that information? You know, like, the first couple of days I did, and like when he would like be away from campus, I was like, good, he's doing something with a friend, I hope. But he's so independent, and you realize how like an 18-year-old can be independent, and we were at that age. I mean, we got married at 19. But like, you're like, oh, this is why this is good. Like, he's figuring out his laundry. Like, he told us there was two things that he told us. One, he was like, this class got dropped and he's figuring out what class to get into with his supervisor, his academic advisor. And you're like, good, because I can't do that. And you need to do that. You said that yourself. Like, and then there was another one, which is, you know, San Jose is a big biking town. And so there's a ton of Lyft bikes, which is how he's getting around. And he goes, oh, I entered in my SGSU thing at San Jose State University thing, and I get like 90% off. You're like, I'm so glad you figured that out yourself. That's, this is why you go to college. So mom doesn't have to be like, hey, did you enter in that discount thing? Did you do that? Like, we set up his Uber before we left. And now you're like, anything we didn't do before you left, you got to do on your own now.
Yeah, like textbooks, really. Like, yeah, go, you know, figure it out.
I don't know how to do that. I mean, I was in community college at 16, you know. Yeah. You're like, you got to figure that stuff out.
I know.
So.
It's good. Yeah, it's, I mean, I'm saying it's good. Every weekend I am so sad.
Yeah. Well, it's only been 2 weekends.
I was really sad yesterday. So, yeah. I make it sound like all positive.
Right.
You know, we just miss him terribly, but.
Well, I don't. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, sad, I've switched from worried to sad. Like, and that's great, because worried, you're like, oh gosh, is he okay? Is he safe? Is he happy
mentally?
Is he
making,
you know,
friends? Yeah.
And more time, you get less worried and more just like, oh, I miss you being around. But it also, we still got these other two kids here, and we talked about this, me and you, and we talked about it with a friend too. When you still live in the same neighborhood, you're just like, oh, I remember going to all these places with you.
You're his favorite restaurants. I mean, I'm still driving by his high school like 5 times a day.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah. You're not driving by it. We're going to it. We're going to be there today at a game.
Yeah. And then I see like his sports and his old teammates.
Yeah.
And his coaches.
The cross country team runs by our house every
it's
day.
It's very sad. Like, I mean,
around three Mel
I'm
weeps.
Happy that life goes on, you know. That's what I said. I sent him a video of them running by, and I said, like, the new class, you know, and you're like, it's new. It's like the lower classmen or upper classmen. Like,
yeah.
This is life. But it's still very sad for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's okay.
Well, it's like that great quote you had, Mel.
I'm comforted by the quote that I said.
All right, this is from Leslie. This is an email. Subject, move in. This is sent to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. We just moved our oldest, our only son, into college at Texas A&M. He has two younger sisters. The sibling goodbye is rough. When he attended an orientation retreat a few weeks ago, his 15-year-old sister walked into the kitchen crying and said, oh my gosh, I just realized he's my best friend. That's nice. he's a future engineer, made spreadsheets pretty much, had everything together. We were so confident we had packed everything and wouldn't need to make a run to Target. And then once we set up his dorm, we realized he didn't bring a pillow. That's funny. this kid and I started listening to you guys years ago because your family dynamic was so similar to ours. Love you. Love the pod. Thanks for everything. Crying with all of you. Hope to see you in Houston in January. That's nice. That kid.
That's nice. Okay,
so the kid that went to college listened to the pod with the mom.
Aww. That's nice. Yeah, they do have the same. We got a 15-year-old daughter, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Leslie, if I were to tell you anything, it would be that for his world to get bigger.
I got one piece of advice. You know what?
Your world. It's like a breakup. It's.
One thing I didn't realize with college and high school and middle school kids, which we have all three, is suddenly all their events start overlapping.
Yeah.
And like he has a race during Gloria's homecoming weekend.
Yes.
And I was like, oh no.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I have to duplicate myself. And
ooh, Joel texted.
Anyways, it's just when you add another school calendar in, you know, in a different part of the state, you're like, oh no. Yeah. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of it, he's also, sorry, I got to, anytime our son texts, you're like, there's a concert in San Francisco I'm trying to go to on October 10th, the day of the SF State meet. I'm going to drop a bag on the tickets. He's doing.
What's drop a bag?
A lot of money. Yeah, yeah, he's going to drop a lot of money on the tickets. All right, well, I'm not paying for those. That's very funny.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm going to text him, Joel,
text
for
back.
Your world to get bigger.
That wallet's going to have to get a lot smaller.
For your bank account to get bigger, your concert going is
so
have to get
you're
smaller.
Say Merry Christmas.
I'm not paying for those tickets. If he wants to pay for his own tickets, that's fine. But you know what's funny, though, is I'm in town that weekend because Joel has a race the weekend that I'm at the Punchline in San Francisco. And so I was like, well, maybe he would come to my show that night because he'll already be in the. And he's like, I'm going to a concert. That's fine.
Right.
Yeah. It's fine. Now I'm going to be like, it's going to be last year all over again. I'm going to be up at like 1 a.m. like, get home. What are you doing in San Francisco? It's 2 a.m. You got to get back to your dorm. Like, all right. Anyways.
You can be his chaperone.
That's true.
After your show.
This is from the Facebook group right here. This is from Nicholas. Nicholas! That's an old Nick Swartzen joke. So your latest pod episode was titled, Can You Have Too Many Children? As a parent of four kids and trying to watch a series with the wife and having to pause every few minutes, the answer after 9 p.m. is yes. Yeah. Do you like watching shows in 6-minute increments? No? Don't be a parent.
Better yet, just don't watch them.
Just don't watch them. Yeah, that's why we're rewatching Parks and Rec right now, and you're just like, it's like every pause, Gloria comes in. Okay.
Yeah.
It's 22 minutes is stretched out to 44 pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This is from YouTube right here. This is from ShareGT4Y. For the record, I really enjoy the spontaneous singing on the pod. Singing on the pod. My friends and I do the same thing often and I identify the need to get their music in our minds out there. It's great.
It's a healthy practice.
It is a healthy practice, yeah. And then this is from YouTube as well. This is from Ryan. You two are going to have to... What's raclette?
Raclette is, I believe, when you heat up the cheese and then you scrape it off, melted.
So he says, raclette is the new fondue. Trays to melt your cheese and a flat top to cook your veggies, meats, and bread that you then pour copious amounts of melty cheese on. Can you Google image raclette for me? Do you know about
I watched a Chopped where they had to use raclette.
I'm Chopped.
And they all ruined it.
Oh, really?
It's very difficult to cook with in the sense that it gets like kind of balled up. Like, it's got to be the main ingredient.
Go to images.
Yeah. Yes, this is what I'm thinking of here, where you, yeah, you melt it on like a flat top and then you scrape it off with a knife off like a big block of cheese.
So
like
kind of like a brie situation.
They're putting it on potatoes there?
Yeah, yes. They're, looks so like it. Is it French?
I
mean, like a 70s,
seems very French.
70s yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of thing?
But, well, or, the wiki said, other. What did the wiki
what
say?
Did they say?
It did say it was a French, yes. Yes.
Alpine countries, heating cheese and scraping off the melted part. Yeah, typically served with boiled potatoes. But when did it get popular? I mean,
Mel was in it, potatoes.
Yeah, you had me at potatoes.
Yeah, melted potatoes. When was it popularized?
Well,
probably with cooking shows.
Like fondue was popular in the 70s, right?
Sure. I don't think raclette had the same... Like, has the same notoriety
as fondue.
It doesn't
have the same cultural cachet as fondue.
It's a method, but it doesn't... Like, fondue's like an experience. Raclette's just a method of serving cheese.
So is it actually not a type of cheese? Because it doesn't matter.
It's so funny. Okay. I can only give you guys one or two food things an episode.
Yeah. Everyone spins out.
Somebody... Well, no, because next week I'm gonna... Somebody sent us a baked oatmeal recipe, and I'm going to have you guys read and react to it, but I can only give you guys one of these.
Then we just go off.
They need a timer. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think people are interested in it. I'm like, okay. But, I mean, that sentence was something else. Fondue's more of an experience. Raclette's just a form of, just the shade of raclette. There is
so
a great...
So much raclette shade.
When we went to the... Hershey Factory, or there's the Hershey Factory, like, there's, you can do like the tour in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the guy who invented the company or whatever, the founder,
I think his last name is Hershey.
Yeah, he
guy.
I don't remember his name.
Hershey.
I don't remember his first name.
And
I wasn't 100% confident that was his name, which is why I didn't say it. Because sometimes you're not. It probably is, but that's why.
I didn't go with you.
Yeah,
so.
But you came in pretty hot there like you did.
I knew his name was Hershey.
You're okay, probably right.
Yeah.
But he had a quote that was like, because he was making caramels before. And and then chocolate got like popularized in like the early 1900s or whatever. And it was like... caramel is temporary. Chocolate is forever. And he was not wrong, by
he
the
was
way.
Right.
Yeah, it was very, because, you know, I like a caramel or everything, but compared to chocolate, you know what caramel's good with? Chocolate.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Caramel by itself, you're like, this is a mess. This is a whole situation. But
I think I had to write some letters to some like businesses when I was growing up in school.
Sure.
And
a lot
I
of
think
busy work in school.
Hershey was one of them. I'm pretty sure I got some chocolate and like some like postcards. Businesses used to send students like little mementos. If you wrote them.
What was the guy's first name? Hershey. What was his name?
I did Mars, like the Mars company.
Milton S. Hershey.
Milton.
There you go.
Yeah. I think there's a book about it, like a kid's book about him too.
You know what the funny thing about that is they gave us a, they're like, no, Hershey does have an M&M.
Types of candy.
They had like an M&M, and they tried to like give it, and it was like a Hershlet or something like that. And it's just like, well, you can't do everything perfect. Just stay in your lane. Mars crushed that. Because M&M is Mars,
right? I mean,
right?
I think they kind of built that whole, like, city, too. Like,
They built a whole, there's a great show on Netflix called How Food Made the World, or like that, and they have a whole episode on Hershey.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Tells that whole story.
This shows this really epitomizes, maybe it's not just an ADHD thing, but just life in general, is I did learn all of this one day. And I learned and I retained some of it.
Yeah.
I retained that quote.
Which is...
But I have such a hard time. I do learn things and know it for a little bit. But if I don't hold on to it, I mean, it's gone forever.
Yeah.
I did, you'll learn something. Like, I listened to this podcast recently about Jonah Arc, and it was great. And I learned, and I tried to retell it a month later to Claire, and I was like, I lost most of that. You know,
I think that's pretty.
I got yeah. the big basic ideas yeah. of it, mm-hmm. you know. And she was like, "What year?" And I was like, "Whoa."
Well, obviously, some people just retain stuff a lot better, and they're lawyers and doctors.
Yeah,
and, I mean, you remember movie quotes and
yeah,
words,
you've
like,
said that before. You know? I don't like
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I remember stuff. Movie quotes yeah. from something I watched 100 times one summer. I don't. Yeah.
You remember my quote.
I remember your quote better than your own quote. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it is, yeah, some people have naturally. This is
our daughter. We were at the Air and Space Museum in Balboa Park. One of our daughters said, I am like learning a lot yeah. right now. Because we're walking through these displays and like about flight and yeah. over hundreds of years. And we were like, yeah, this. That's why museums are so important.
Nathan Owens has a joke about that, about being homeschooled, about he's like, when I go to museums, he was like very conservative, sheltered homeschool. And yeah. like, he's like, I'm wide-eyed. yeah, but you are right. Like, it's some people are just better at retention. This is mm-hmm. some of my aversion or hesitancy ever into acting. Is I've never yeah. really sought it as like, I would not be able to memorize that. That's yeah. a lot of, mm-hmm. and some, I mean, there are ways, and you know, I memorize my own act, but you're like, I wrote it and I tell it. I'm on stage for 7 hours this weekend. I get a lot of practice, you know. Well, anyways, let's do a little weekend recap. And then Andy's got a, we're doing a birthday lunch. We're doing a little raclette, I believe.
Yeah.
at the local raclette spot.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
town.
For your cheese to get bigger, ours has to get smaller.
yeah, since Dustin's dairy-free, we're like, set him up for a nice day.
Yeah. That'll ruin my day. Oh, Joel texted again.
Get off your phone, Dustin.
Well, I want to know. Joel doesn't... He won't even tell me what the show is. Weekend recap. So I was at... first off, I did like... I did like this men's event in Reno on Thursday. It was outdoors. I did a full outdoor in the middle of the day, sweaty gig, and it went pretty good. Reno's so pretty, so slept on. Downtown Reno is trashy. It's old Vegas. But Reno and the surrounding area, some of the businesses and stuff are nice and it's great and it's so pretty. It's just, I mean, Reno and Tahoe are right next to each other. It's very nice. And then I was in Portland with Taylor all weekend and great shows up there. Like I said, I'm going to be out there in April. It was great to be out with Tay again. I wanted to give a couple shout outs to places in Portland that were great. One, I just want to make sure I get that. So this vintage shop that I went to with Joel. When I was there, I just want to make sure I get it right. KB Kissing Booth Vintage in downtown Portland. It's great. It's a bunch of vintage mm-hmm. shop, and it is like fairly reasonable price as far as vintage goes. And then
It can be priced all yeah. over the place.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And then there's a ton mm-hmm. of good coffee all over Portland. But one spot that I went to with Jordan Kasner, the comedian, was click that Instagram link to PDX Coffee Company. Really like this place. So
so it's a tree drinking coffee.
Yeah, but the tree looks high.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is so Portland.
But that's why it's already... fun, because he's not high. He's not. You'd think it's a joint. It might yeah. be high. You think it's a joint, but it's not. It's a cup of coffee. And I really liked this place. And the guy that ran it was fantastic. And he has, it's kind of like a pop-up in this like little business center. Look at this guy. Scroll down. This is the guy himself. Scroll down a little more. Oh, he's just a nice guy who loves coffee. Doing little reels on it. I forget his name, but it's great.
It looks really, really good.
It's so mm-hmm. good. Look at that bagel.
Look at that bagel.
Look at him in the woods talking about coffee there, too. PDX Coffee Company. It was great. It was just a delicious little batch brew. Yeah, great merch.
The cream float. That looks amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, check it out, Portland. Also, it's gone Portland. By now, but I do have a signed copy of my book at Powell's, too. So Nice.
Yeah,
Mel cried at the beach and ate three Costco hot dogs.
Yeah, I had a sad beach night. It happens.
Well, I mean, crying at the beach can happen in general. We'll save that one for another week, that story there. Yeah, crying at the beach. Beaches can be very melancholy.
Yeah, well, it started Friday because I started listening to Florence and the Machine. Which was a mistake. I'm doing school pickups, listening to Florence, and yeah, I'm real sad.
Just getting in your feelings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this wave of anxiety hit me, and then I ate some ice cream, and then I get in the car with Florence, and I'm crying. So it's like, also there's a heat wave going on. Also, like, my temperature.
You're kind of having your own heat wave.
My temperature is also doing a heat wave thing. So then the ice cream and the anxiety and the sadness and the Florence and the machine. And then you hit the beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my weekend. That was my weekend.
Your own little parfait there.
Layers.
Yeah.
But I did realize that the, like, wave anxiety was just sadness that, you know, my son's at college.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the funniest part about this beach get-together was everyone brought two pizzas, so way too much food.
Yeah.
You know, no person can eat two full pizzas.
Another
parent brought 50 Costco hot dogs, like, bun, dog, each, and that is way too much food.
You guys ran out of food.
We had so much food. It was embarrassing.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. The problem with potlucks is there's never the right amount of food.
No.
Too little, too late. Too little or too much.
It was deceptively sunny at the beach and cloudy in our neighborhood. So then I did some spray sunscreen on my face, mm-hmm. which then made my eyes water like crazy. And then I was also like borderline crying under my sunglasses. So it was just a whole thing. And then my daughter wanted to leave early and I was like, fantastic.
Great news.
I gotta get out of here.
Great news, yeah.
Take my pizzas and go home.
So Mel left with a full pizza and six hot dogs.
We're leaving early, but we're taking food.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
For this party to get bigger, my party has to get smaller. No, it doesn't work.
I'm getting out of here. Oh, and then I took my daughter for her her fourth hour of driving.
Yeah.
I let her go through the car wash.
Which is funny because you won't go to the car wash with me. You told me you don't like to be in the... So I was surprised by that.
I know. I'm surprised too.
Yeah.
Teaching your second kid to drive, like you're just like moving the wheel and like...
You did it on your first kid too.
I know, but it's different. Like you're like, we're going to hit a couple objects, but they're like trash cans and curbs. You know, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shouldn't even
crying.
I shouldn't even be teaching driving.
Yeah.
But she's so like eager and earnest about it.
Yeah.
But like she like fishtailed, you know, like on a left turn.
Yeah. She's a good
driver. That's why we practice on Sunday afternoons.
A little La Mesa drift.
On Sunday afternoons, the neighborhood roads are fairly calm.
Yeah.
And that's when we practice right now because, you know, she only has 4 hours.
Yeah, she keeps asking if she can drive when I pick her up. And I'm like, no, you got to log a few more hours with mom. And then I'll swoop in on the freeway driving, which is what I did with Joel.
About 20 hours in.
Yeah. I can't handle these original ones. I don't even like driving with Joel now, so...
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that was my weekend.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of coffees, and I went to a lot of vintage shops. And
oh, my dryer broke, and my blender broke.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really what happened. And then we've been having a heat wave, so the pets have needed a lot of extra attention.
You got to bring the bunnies in when it gets too hot.
Yeah. Oh, you know what you could do is do a little, if you freeze a bottle of water.
Oh, yeah.
Put that in the cage.
You've been doing that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got more bunnies to care for than we do.
Not anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Those heat waves, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
If you don't use the bottles of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Dad, what kind of meat is this?
Well, if you eat past the raclette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just focus on the raclette.
Little rabbit raclette.
That's what we're going to do for your birthday lunch today.
My goodness.
Well, let's talk a little back to school here. Do you mind?
Yeah.
We got a blank there. I was thinking about this with Joel. We've done well over 10 back to schools now.
So many back to schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, our kids did some form of preschool for ages 3 to 5. And then, 13 years.
Well, because
of school.
You've done over, we've done over 10 of them. And so I was thinking that you should share some advice. Some like back to school hacks, like ruminate on a few ideas.
Okay.
Not like we've talked obviously college drop off, and not like my baby starting kindergarten. I'm talking like we're multiple kids.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them are going back to school now. This is like, we're just starting third and sixth grade, or third, eighth, and 10th grade, or something along those lines. Uh-huh. We're like back to school hacks for you. Like, I knew one of, I'll do one of them to give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You do back to school shopping mid-July. Like, you do the clothes shopping very early.
So what we end up doing, and sometimes the kids would just literally dump out all their clothes into the middle of their floor. And you just got to do this with kids at some point. So July is a great time for it in the sense that you're like, hey, this doesn't fit you anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so you get the trash bags out and you are donating or handing off a lot of clothing that your kids either never wore or it doesn't fit them anymore. And kind of if you can do it with like two adults, it just makes it easier.
Yeah.
Because sometimes kids have a hard time getting rid of stuff and you're like, you never wore this, so we should get rid of it and give it to someone else.
Sure.
So first you have to do the clean out before you do any sort of like back to school clothes because you need to inventory and be like, hey, you have 4 pairs of jeans and no shorts, you know, so you're not getting jeans, you're getting shorts, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, you got to get them some clothes or uniforms. That's a big one. It's a little tricky here because it's still hot.
Yeah.
You know, so like very kids hot. Are still wearing shorts.
Still hot a lot of places.
Yeah.
It was 99 so when I was in Portland.
Kind of start in shorts and then go to pants or whatever. But you got to do a clothes clean out. You got to look at the backpacks and the lunch boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like clean them or get new ones.
Right.
Or, you know, figure that out. It's a good idea to buy the supplies when they're on sale, like for the year, you know, like the folders and pencils and stuff.
Get them in January. Get that post-Christmas sale.
You do have to go to the like orientations and the back-to-school nights and all that because you need to meet the teachers face-to-face because before they're emailing you or calling you with issues, ideally they've like seen you and they kind of put a name to the face. And
can I ask you a question?
And that's going to be like the start of your relationship with them.
Yeah.
You know, as they
Well, you're a good
your
advocate
kid.
For your kids.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of parents who are like, huh, you don't have to do that. But
it helps.
Yeah. Do you help me? You can speak to this too. Did we have these when we were kids? Like all these back to school meetings, parent meetings and stuff like that? I think I might have just been raised by a single parent. So we didn't, I don't know.
Well, they
I don't remember
have
them.
Like emails back then, you know, they're sending home little messages on paper, you know, and
yeah, I mean,
maybe get a phone call.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we were kids, if you got in trouble,
you need to call your house.
No,
or your work.
No, Melissa, when we were kids, if you got in trouble, you had to bring that message home to your parent.
And they have to sign it.
Like
yeah.
when Uriah brought his own death letter to the front of the line that David sent.
Yeah.
Which is a very specific reference some of you may
remember. Teachers have a lot more access to parents now.
Yeah.
If parents use those channels.
David could have emailed the general now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had an app.
Yeah. But Uriah had to carry an own letter. Hey, yeah. the king did something with my wife, apparently. And now I got to go to the front lines.
Jeez. I'm excited about the opportunity.
Hopefully it's good news in the envelope. No, but yeah, you had to take that letter to your own parents. Mm-hmm. It's brutal.
I remember they used to post the
class. I mean, I know
class.
You never got in trouble as a kid, but you used to post the class.
They used to post the class list.
It's the best.
Like, it was like a whole morning.
Yeah.
You know? Like a cast list for a play. You're
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, who's in you the would, class?
Yeah, no. The posting of the school schedule, the posting of the class list was the highlight of summer.
Oh, yeah.
Or the low light, depending on what mm-hmm. class you got, you know?
Yeah, because you haven't seen your friends in 2 months.
Yeah.
And your classmates, and you're like, we're going back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you had moved over the summer yeah. again.
We like to do a lot of mid-year moves,
yeah.
which is worse than you think.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought mm-hmm. it was bad, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I told you the one before where I went and saw the list, and I came home, first grade, a mess, because I had no friends in my class. And I got Miss O'Connor, Miss O'Connor had put nail marks in a couple kids, you know.
Yeah.
Miss O'Connor would, you know.
The bad teacher.
She was the one, you know, back in the 90s, teachers smoked on their breaks. These kids don't even know.
I know, in their cars.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yep.
The difference between the boomer and the millennial is the boomers are like, back in my day, and they talk about it like in a good way, and the millennial is like, back in my day, and thank God they don't do that anymore. You know, we yeah. I think we see the pros and the cons.
We were better for it.
I don't feel yeah, that way no, as a millennial. Okay. I feel like we're like, oh man, I wish our teachers didn't scratch us. Personally, I know that's a bit of a hot take.
The teacher should be laying hands on the kid.
Yeah. No, my grandpa, who I adored, like was yeah. one of my heroes. He was a PE teacher for years. Decades. And some of the stuff he would yeah. say, he would do, I was like, yeah. oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's terrible. That. And you're a good parent. You were a good teacher. But, you know, that stuff has not aged well.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have email back then.
No, exactly. Yeah.
I wanted to talk specifically about school discipline.
Did you?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Could you imagine in like the 80s going to a teacher and being like, so my child has an IEP?
Oh, boy.
It's... It's supposed to be like the Avengers of educators. I don't know if you've heard of
yeah.
it. Our little team we've got.
It's an individualized education plan. So I'm telling you, is that my child is unique, individual, and so are all the other children, but my child has unique strengths and weaknesses, and so there are certain things that you could do to help them.
Accommodate that?
Yeah. And then you would probably have your children taken away from you. You crazy hippie. You communist. How dare you advocate for your child in a unique manner?
Oh, gosh.
Times have changed.
You're right. They have. And again, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, question, like this day and age, like would a hack be to create a new email and have... If you have multiple kids and you have to like give a parent email, so they have all of like communication just hit like one email versus mixing it like with your own like email,
smart, yeah,
kind of like the whole junk mail email.
Yeah, I mean, right now if one of my kids is late to a class, I get 7 texts and 8 calls. So
email's antiquated.
Yeah,
I had a friend who actually did that. She had like an AOL email for like every sports team and. I don't know about school, but I don't know. That seems, those are pretty spammy at this point.
You like a chaotic inbox.
I do.
You live for it.
Some parents, one parent takes one kid. So, like, you would have all the Claire's and I would have all the Gloria's.
Oh,
and that's a shared mental load, you know?
Okay.
So, just in general, the schools have our phone numbers and our emails, and then they call us. So, it's like, and then there's apps, you know? So, it's a lot. Mostly, they send a weekly email that you're supposed to read.
Yeah. You know that scene in Office Space when he's like, if I make a mistake, I hear from seven supervisors? That's, if your kid...
Yeah, that's modern.
If your kid gets down to a C-, you're going to hear it from a lot of different sources.
Yeah. I a lot of my friends, you know, some teachers, some kids will have like five teachers, and one of them will just never stop, you know, just email. Oh, tomorrow we're doing this assignment. So it does vary by teacher and by school, but people get pretty overwhelmed with the amount of communication
on the back to school
teachers
thing.
Do these days via email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there was that big Kelly Clarkson had like a viral clip. I don't know if you saw this. Where
this is a big thing.
Kelly Clarkson was complaining that, you know, all these like choir performances and stuff that happened during the school day. And Kelly Clarkson was like, hey, I work during this time. Mm-hmm. I can't make these. And then, which is understandable. And at first look, I was like, yeah, no, I get that. And then there's a gigantic teacher response that just said like, hey, we don't get paid to work these nights at these events that we're expected to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, that's a fair point too.
And they also have events for their children that they're missing during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is tough. There's definitely, you know, schools will do that. They'll be like, there's a 10 a.m. ceremony and a noon parent kid lunch. And then you got to pick them up at 2:30 or 5:30.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I was going to give you a compliment. I mean, to me, it feels like, because, you know, we kind of, same thing with the holidays that I would say, like, we kind of co-execute them, but you're definitely in the captain's chair, and I'm just like, how can I help and support? And like the holidays and all the shopping and the stuff, like, back to school, they've felt very smooth the last 4 or 5 years. Like, you seem not particularly stressing them. Like, you're just like...
The college one was super new.
Well, the college one is new, general back to school.
Like, the preschool stage,
you're very good at getting kids back to school at this point. It's very smooth to me. Like, it's almost... I mean, you do have an instinct. You're like, hey, after 4th of July... We should start looking for school clothes.
Yeah,
you
know, kind of like pick out what shoes kids need, and No, it's I've done it enough. I'm seasoned.
Yeah,
in, like, back to school.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, but I do think
Amazon makes it a little easier with some of the supplies too.
Yeah, right? Like online shopping helps. And one thing is, like, I had this mom friend say, like, she was out of school and the kid was like, you know, misbehaving at school, and the mom was like, well, this is the school's problem, you know, like, handle it.
Yeah.
And the mom was like, and that's when I knew, like, that's not the kind of parent I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
Like, if my kids have issues at school, it's my problem.
Right.
You know, because it's my kid, you know? And so you really do have to kind of get in the weeds with school and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your problem, you know, because it's your kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And of course, it's the school's problem too, but it's also your problem, you know, when kids have needs or are having issues at school.
Well, yeah.
And so it's a community that you need to foster
and
build, for sure.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we know so many of these teachers, and we know, you know, I think that you feel the same way around the schools that I feel around, like, airports. That, like, if there's, like, a new employee, I'm like, I know it better than you do. I'm in deep here. I know where to go here. But when do you recommend getting kids back on school schedule?
So I used to try to do, like, 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
Like, kind of start, like, the bedtimes, get them closer.
Yeah.
You know, to... Because getting up at 6:30 in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
And little kids, they'll get up early. But, yeah. like, middle schoolers, teenagers, they're, you know, sleeping in and yeah. stuff. So, yeah, that's... I mean, I always aim for that. It doesn't yeah. always happen anymore. Yeah. We only have... I mean, I, you know, we used to have three. Now we have two.
Yeah.
Kids getting up early, so...
The
It's tough, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean... The range of hours that a teenage daughter might wake up at,
mm-hmm.
it's very interesting because, like, a teenage daughter will get up at, like, 6, our teenage daughter will get up at 6 a.m. or 2 p.m.
Yes.
And nothing in between.
Mm-hmm.
What our 15-year-old daughter does not do is wake up at a reasonable time and give herself the right amount of time to get ready, or it's just, it's one extreme. It's like I have to get up so I can have this gigantic prep time to get ready for school, or if I don't have to school, then I will sleep till almost evening. It's crazy. So yeah, getting her yeah. back, getting the, because our teenage
teen
son
yeah.
would sleep until mm-hmm. he had to go to school, essentially. He was sleeping yeah. in late mm-hmm. by the end, but.
Yeah, he really struggled getting up his senior year.
Yeah.
For sure. But my other thing I was just going to say is, like, label everything, you know, lunchboxes,
yeah.
sweatshirts. Yeah, they make little stick-on labels now, and
yeah.
you got to label everything. Yeah, at least with initials
right.
or something, because you're going to yeah. lose everything.
Do you feel yeah. the same excitement mm-hmm. of back to school that we used to feel when you're like, God, finally, the kids are back in school, or...
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all of our kids love school.
Mm-hmm.
I think our... I'm sorry. I'm trying to not, like, out kids. Somewhat. Like, one of our kids really struggles, like, with a lot of just the social stuff with school.
Right.
So it's very difficult mm-hmm. to parent a kid who... would love to not go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but, I mean, I always kind of, like, it's fun. It's, like, you know, who you're going to see and, you know, it's
right.
new.
And yeah.
Like, you know, you're in sixth grade. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, it's a progression. So
right.
It was exciting to start something new
yeah.
again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm all over the place.
No. Yeah. I think it's, mm-hmm. I think that, like, as your kids get older, it just kind of changes because it's not as simple as, like, oh, someone's going to watch you for 6 or 7 hours, you know, because that's what kindergarten feels like. You know, now it's like, I'm trying to think of how it is. It's like, there's part of, like, the first month of back to school is a bunch of homework for you as the parent.
Yeah, yeah. It's all the, like, write a letter to your kid or your teacher and forms and payments.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, you have to devote hours to, like, buying yeah. the yearbooks and the PTA
yeah.
and the ASB and the PE uniforms.
The meetings. And the back to school.
Yeah.
The info meeting, the sport mm-hmm. meeting, the, you know... Your kid forgets something, so you got to go to the office like half the time.
And then there's like fundraisers.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a lot. Yeah, it's very overwhelming, but then you kind of settle in.
Yeah.
And then you have fall break.
yeah. Well, that's very unique
no.
to us.
No.
But
that's
no,
our.
Youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's football games and sports and.
No, yeah.
It's. Yeah, I mean.
The modern.
Our daughter had 4 days of tryouts.
Yeah.
And then practice started the next day. School started the
yeah.
next day. And then a scrimmage game
yeah.
on Saturday. Like, it's just
yeah,
hits
it's
the
a
ground
lot.
Running.
Well, that's what
yeah.
you say. Like,
mm-hmm.
the modern parent kind of also goes to school.
Oh, 1,000%.
You know,
yeah.
you're mm-hmm. there a lot. You got to go to meetings. You have homework. You're like, do I get like maybe like a teacher discount on some of these supplies? Yeah.
Can I get a report card?
You are getting constant communication.
Some gold stars.
From the school. Yeah, mm-hmm. where are my gold stars? Can I yeah. at least lead the line today?
Give me a compliment.
Yeah. You're like, I actually think I get more emails from the principal than the teachers do. I'm getting a lot of communication. Like, if I were in a relationship with the school, I'd be like, you're doing too much. You're coming across like a little desperate. Just because
it's different.
Just because you can contact us.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing sixth grade math last night. We're back.
We're back, baby.
Rhombuses. Here we go. Trapezoids.
Yeah.
Count me in.
You also get a teacher you don't like.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The hard thing about being involved with your kids is you're involved with your kids. Like, their struggles. You're like, no, I don't like that teacher either. And you know what? Your friend is kind of a bee. You know, it's tough. But yeah, you feel like a... When their kids are like young, you're just like kindergarten, you're like, bye, oh, that's so cute. In seventh grade, you're like, oh, man, gossip and geometry?
Mm-hmm.
And a teacher I don't like.
Every day. Yeah.
All right,
no,
well.
it's hard, but it's good.
All right. The school just texted me. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, we want to give a special shout out and thanks to our As Essential as Oils level patrons. That's $25 up a month and up. You get it. Thank you, everybody. It means a lot to us. That is Adam Bush,
Avril Griffiths,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finlin.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Steven.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Carlson.
Nick Cordell.
Norman Perron.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Also, if that's Perrin, I'm sorry. Also, Preston and Rachel Wilson. I'm sorry if we mess these up. We're trying our best.
You're up.
Raina Camps.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Menya.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
And Tiffany Payne. Bye.
Thank you.